You're listening to Illinois Edition on NPR Illinois. I'm Rachel Otwell. Christy Blizzard is an artist and professor from San Antonio. She's in Springfield now, setting up an installation in the alternative art space on the Springfield Art Association's campus, known as The Demo. Blizzard spent 2015 making several appearances in the crowd, holding signs for The Today Show and Good Morning America. For her, it's art. She explains more about her intent and what the process has been like.
So the project that I'm going to be showing at Demo Project involves an ongoing project in which I hold up signs on the Today Show and Good Morning America. So the signs themselves, being viewed on television is a very, kind of public medium. But the signs are often kind of private circumstances that I camouflage in like semi-ambiguous statements. So there is that interface between, the public and the private there. And then also I'm a trained painter, and usually kind of historically, not so much in terms of contemporary art, but historically painting and performance, it's kind of like oil and water. But a lot of contemporary artists, and myself included, are really interested in the middle ground between these two places and seeing, how they can influence each other, where the differences are and where the boundaries between these, painting and performance lie.
Yeah, you obviously kind of go against traditional norms when you think about art and even performance. Traditionally people might think of ballet or something, whereas you're kind of using broadcast as a medium. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my practice, or at least within this particular project, is about accessibility. And so I'm interested in trying to reach an audience that may not necessarily expect that they're looking at art at the time. So I'm, the people that traditionally watch the Today Show suddenly kind of, they might find themselves in the middle of an art performance without knowing it. So my intention with the signs is to kind of distract the broadcast and somehow kind of pierce through that moment and try to create an exhibition, kind of a pop-up exhibition in that space at that time.
And if I remember correctly, one of the signs you were holding said, "I am not a ghost." Mm-hmm. And you use different phrases. Talk about some of the other phrases and where they come from.
Yeah, "I am not a ghost," that was on Good Morning America. And for some reason, the security guard on Good Morning America asked me to put the sign down after that. So, and that sign got onto some, I forget the name of the website, but it kind of went viral. And it got almost 20,000 views off this one website. So that was one of the most popular ones that went viral.
And I guess we should tell people, just in case all they do is listen to NPR and not watch these shows, uh-huh. People do hold signs.
Yes.
So it's not like you were the only one. But what else are people holding?
Yeah, so I was in New York in the summer of 2014 talking with a friend of mine. And I had never been to any shows in New York City. I was spending about 5 weeks there. And so I just was having lunch with him, and I'm like, I should go to one of these shows. And I'd always watched the Today Show, in my parents' house in the mornings whenever I was there. And, it's pretty famous for the plaza where people from all over the country would come when they were on vacation in New York City and just go there and hold up signs and say, happy anniversary. And so there's, I don't know how many hundreds of people that line up really early to get on there. So I was familiar with that, and a lot of what I've been doing with my work is trying to push the boundaries of traditional painting and how it's seen. And so it seemed like the perfect moment. And I used to want to be a writer. So I don't write, often, but I, I'm an avid reader. And so that was a really interesting moment to bring writing back into my work somehow. So it seemed kind of like the perfect mix.
And so back to just some of the phrases then and where they're from. Sorry, I interjected there.
Yeah, so "I'm not a ghost" came from a Ralph Waldo Emerson poem. And the line, I believe, was "man is not an apparition." And so I turned that and created the "I am not a ghost" phrase. So other phrases, "without you, I have no mirror." "I feel like you know" is another one. "Nothing's wasted." "Everything disappears." The "everything disappears" was interesting because the security guard, I don't know, like I have to pass through security. So they have to okay the signs on the Today Show. And the security guard might have thought Everything Disappears might have been a threat of some kind. So, you know, I'm pretty upfront with them and I let them know that it's art. So I'm very unintimidating. But they do question me about what the nature of the signs means. So I try to find phrases that are in no way threatening, but somehow have enough ambiguity that can feel like I'm trying to reach out to an individual. Like the "without you, I have no mirror." So there is a level of like trying to connect with the with audience, but at the same time trying to, you know, critique the nature of television in general.
And how have other people in the audiences when you do this reacted to what you're doing?
I've mostly done the Today Show. Good Morning America seems to, I've not done that often. And they don't have the same kind of screening process. So I think they're a little bit more surprised by what I'm doing. So I don't know if they're not quite as tolerant. What I find with the Today Show is that there are not a lot of repeat people that come on. So I don't get a lot of the same people. It's kind of like a new conversation every time. I think people, they ask me, what do the signs mean? And I say, you know, it's an art project. And I try not to like interpret the meaning of the words, like the one that said, "I feel like you know," which is pretty ambiguous. And everybody's like, "Well, I feel like you know what?" But it's not really something that I can answer for them, you know? So I go into a little bit of depth with the nature of the project I'm trying to, you know, make recurring appearances on these shows to kind of get audience expectation, viewership at home to kind of try to find me in the audience. But other than that, I really try to leave the ambiguity open to them. I don't want to really answer, you know, what the signs mean, because a lot of it is about their kind of poeticness.
Poetic or romantic to have this sort of just like moment during someone's day. This is the routine. They watch this every day and all of a sudden they're kind of confronted with something that's completely new.
Yeah. I'm interested in the art experience. And I think, you know, a lot of what contemporary art does is try to evoke this idea of the sublime or something that can make us uncomfortable or to kind of disrupt the idea of good form. And so if the idea of good form within television is the kind of proper, you know, Today Show experience, if I'm able to disrupt that, then maybe that can lead viewers to question certain things about their life, you know, just to kind of leave, to create more of questions than just, you know, answers.
And so going full circle here and coming back to the show in Springfield at the Demo Project, we're actually sitting in an office at the Springfield Art Association and the demo's on that campus. And your show, you're going to have a reception on Friday night and it'll be up for a month. People can come on Saturdays to see it if they can't make the reception on Friday. Anyway, give us the name and a little bit more about the inspiration and just a little bit maybe of a tease of what people will be seeing when they walk in.
Sure. The title of the show is called The Sex of Life, and there'll be a video projection. There'll be a video documentation of a performance that I did with a group of friends at Burning Man with similar ideas. And then there will actually be a performance by myself with me that evening, and then a large-scale painting. So it should be pretty exciting.
That was artist Christy Blizzard. There will be a reception for her work at the Demo Gallery in Springfield on Friday night. For more information, head to wuis.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.